it's not what it's going to look like. First of all, she's not going to be Caucasian. It's not going to be the right of a paint. You know, it kind of gives a scale of how big this is actually going to be.
And so this is the what you based your previous mural on that went up in the hospital?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this was just me doodling in my bedroom because that was the only wall I had that didn't have logs on it. This came to me in a dream.
Hi, my name is Diane Orlov of the Angel of Hope Project.
I mean, as we've spoken about previously on KDNK, you're working to create this angel that's a gift to the community with pieces of the community by having people engage with a lot of found objects, it seems, a lot of beautiful stones and rocks and precious little pieces of glass. And then people are taking what's inside of them, a memory, a person that they care for, and remember an angel in their life, and creating a piece of this larger mosaic that you'll be working on. What's something that you really want the community to know about this project?
I guess the overriding message of the angel, regardless of someone's faith, is that we are never alone in our troubles or our battles. I've worked with pediatric cancer patients. I've worked with veterans suffering from PTSD. I've worked with a lot of people who've experienced loss. And I've also had the privilege of working with people who have had a lot of blessings in their life and thankfully haven't had as much suffering. But it's important to know that we're never alone in our battles or our joys and celebrations, that there are kind and compassionate spirits in the universe watching over us. Whether you're like the Native Americans and you believe those are your ancestors, or you just believe that you live in a kind and compassionate universe, that's what I really want the angel to represent. Mm-hmm. And on a community scale, I think we live in a kind and compassionate community, and I feel especially blessed for this.
Could you share a little bit more about your journey and what led you to create this project?
I was living in Tampa, Florida, and I was quite broken at a feeling the loss of my family, my home base. I had been from Michigan, and I really wasn't as grounded as I had hoped to be. And my path led me to the Children's Cancer Center. And I really got a change of perspective in working with children who were going through cancer and chronic life-threatening disorders like sickle cell anemia and hemophilia and, you know, all the processes of oncology. And it really forced me to put my own problems in perspective and to find meaning in giving to others and being there for others, showing up with strength and a smile and creating something beautiful for them to be inspired by and to give them hope, and for them to give each other hope. And then 4 years later, when I lost my own daughter, I found that the strength and resilience that those kids taught me by just being near them for the year and a half that I worked with them had infused my spirit with so much purpose and strength that was the thing that carried me through. My son and this angel, this mosaic angel. And I just realized that I wanted to make another one in this community. I had moved here and so many people were there for me, whether it was pathfinders, you know, jaywalkers, even just my Unitarian Church, Jim Calloway, who is now my angel in heaven. He was one of the first people to believe in this. He and Connie were like my friends, my mentors, and I always wanted him to see this to fruition, but now he gets to watch me from heaven and see the whole process and know that he was really and truly one of my dearest, dearest angels and gave me so much strength and support when I felt the most broken in my whole life. This is a gift for you.
And so what would you say it does for a person to take their grief or perhaps sorrow around the loss of a loved one and to create a piece of this mosaic? Is there a process of transformation there?
I believe there is. Those stones that you referred to in the beginning were actually gifted to me by people all throughout the community. Patty Rockstar at the Rock and Gem Shop in Glenwood, Catherine Penn, Lana Tretton, you know, jewelry makers and artists and stone dealers and just people throughout the community, when they found out I was doing this, just kept giving me all these semi-precious stones. So they were already infused with this loving energy. And when people give a piece of themselves, like, the stones, and then they create something from that in honor of somebody, in honor of life, in honor of an angel, whether it's a pet, somebody in heaven, somebody who's just been there for them, like a best friend or a parent, they're just giving a part of their heart. And I feel so privileged that I actually get to witness this, that I get to be a part of this and be part of this sacred space inside their heart. And every one of these pieces is precious. I have over 300, and I am weaving them together into this angel figure, but I'm weaving together the story of so many beautiful heart spaces.
Is there any story that stands out to you of a person that you've watched create a piece for the mosaic?
I really am the most moved by the blind pediatric cancer patient from the Shining Stars who, by touch, just took these beautiful beautiful stones and created the most perfect sunflower I've ever seen. She couldn't see the colors. She could only feel the shape and the textures. And it's really and truly perfect. And it just goes to show that you can see shape and almost see color and energy. And in the end, I really do want this piece to be an interactive work of art that people feel and touch, whether they have sight, whether they're able to see it or just feel it. It's meant to be interactive with your hands and really with your spirit.
When do you anticipate the project being complete?
To be honest, I think that we're going to have it installed in spring of 2020. We were hoping for next fall, but we have a pretty long road ahead of us in the studio and then raising the money for the architectural structure for it to be installed in with lighting and heating and prayer gardens. So with the winter season in between the fall and the spring, I think realistically it's spring of 2020, which this is all about new beginnings and renewal and new life. So really it feels like the perfect time.
And it means that anybody listening who wants to contribute a piece to the mosaic or would like to financially support the project has this entire year upcoming to be in touch with you and to put their energy into it as well.
It'd be most appreciated. We're trying to raise about $100,000 to build this whole 9-foot by 13-foot very intricate mosaic supported in a beautiful architectural structure that will be here for generations. So there are logistically quite a few pieces we need to put together to make this a reality. So every little bit really does help.
And what is the reason why it will be installed at the St. Stephen's Church in Glenwood Springs. Why there?
That is a super long story that has to do with a sign from my daughter, Anna, in heaven. Because I'm not really affiliated with any religious denomination. But I feel like it's... I was led to the Valley View Hospital, and it didn't really work on their property. And St. Stephen's being in such close proximity and feeling like it was essentially a part of that healing sort of circle, that area, just felt like an extension of the healing space. And Father Burt offered to donate a portion of the property as an invitation for people to find faith and giving and inspiration in their own way. So it's right by the sidewalk, accessible to everybody. It's a gift for everybody.
What is your hope for the feeling that it will evoke to anyone who goes to visit?
I want people to be inspired, to know that they're not alone, to know that part of not being alone is showing up for each other, that we are all essentially angels for each other in some way. If you choose to look at yourself that way, perhaps you'll take that extra time to listen to somebody, offer a meal or a prayer or a financial assistance or whatever might be needed for somebody at any given time. And certainly to keep these programs and organizations going in this community, which really takes everybody's effort. It doesn't happen accidentally. And there's so many people here who invest so much passion and time and resources into making these a reality. And I'm personally very moved by this generosity in this community. I feel like it's so unique and so valuable. And I want people to continue that legacy of giving in this community.
Well, thank you so much, Diane Orlov. How can people be in contact if they want to get involved?
I have a Facebook page called the Angel of Hope Roaring Fork Valley, and there is also a bank account set up at Alpine Bank under CompassionAspen/Angel of Hope.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I would like to add that this is a Hispanic angel with Native American influences, and part of the reason Father Burt offered to let us use that property at St. Stephen's is because there is such a strong Latino population at his church, and who also work in the hospital and really everywhere in this valley. And we wanted to create a symbol of strength, compassion, a really powerful symbol through art to show this population that we value them. They are not marginalized or invisible or unimportant in this community, that we embrace them regardless of this political climate and these differences in our nation, these divisions. This is meant to be a unified work of art to show love and support for our entire community. And everybody has a place and a value. And we want this to be a strong and powerful sign that they're visible and protected and loved.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.